Who's the gal in question?
Hillary Swank.
Ah, Hillary Swank.
Hillary Swank in Boys Don't Cry.
This is Hillary Swank's first Oscar nomination. She lived as a boy for 1 month to prepare for the role of Tina Brandon, a true story of a boy, girl living as a boy in Nebraska.
Every once in a while, a film role can transform an actor's career. Last year, Hillary Swank gave such a performance in the film Boys Don't Cry, which was based on true events. Swank played the part of Brandon Tina, a gender-tormented teenager who disguised herself as a boy.
The young Trudeau said he doesn't much care what his peers think of his views.
Everyone's got peer pressure at this age. I mean, there's pressure to smoke, there's pressure to do all sorts of stuff. And I've never been affected by peer pressure. Never.
Strapping my breast, packing a sock, dressing my husband's clothes, I had cut my hair off.
I kept expecting a second plot twist where we found out that Hillary Swank actually was a boy.
For 4 weeks, lived my life as a boy.
She looks like a monster.
And I also got to see what it feels like to be a transgendered on the streets and to see what emotions that brought to me.
These people were practically made in a laboratory.
And I got to see what it's like to be a transgendered person to kind of not fit into a stereotypical definition of boy or girl.
See that? The obvious symmetry of the face.
I really got to see what it felt like to be a transgendered person. I've always realized what it's like to live as a transgendered person.
Features that are a composite average of many features.
He was just saying, this is how I want to live. This is what feels good. This is what brings me the most joy.
You're like a little movie star yourself.
Come on, people.
To me, the film is just really about finding your true self.
So you're a boy. Now what?
Every cell in your body being who you are and not conforming.
I'm pregnant.
Oh my God.
With twins.
Twins.
With twins.
No kidding.
These people were practically made in a laboratory.
Speaks a lot about where we're going in the world and what we're ready for.
It's apparently a young man named Billy. William Eyelash.